with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, this is the Easter weekend version of the Grilling Guys, and we've yet to talk about Easter. We got a little sidetracked, as we often do, talking to a brewer, those guys down at Dark Horse Brewery.
Wascoey Wabbits.
Right. And next weekend, you should come down and join Barbecue Bob and I and darken the door of the Dark Horse Brewery, because it's a cool place
that's
to be.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. I pulled it off, though,
you
even
did.
After having two beers.
I know it.
Yeah.
Maybe but, that's what you need.
Right. Right.
A couple beers and you can speak.
In 7 years, you've been sitting across from me, right? You know that's what I need.
Well,
right?
I know you have a hard time saying Grilling Guys Talk Network.
Right, yeah.
So maybe two beers and you can say network.
All right. Talk to us about the perfect tan, damn it.
Okay, thanks for swearing on our Easter show.
Yeah.
The perfect ham every time. This, by the way, is a Rob Russell recipe. This is one he and I used to teach years ago when we traveled the country doing barbecue classes, and we wanted to we'd do a class that we'd call fancy grilling or fancy barbecue or something like that. And this was one of those things that was just kind of easy to do for a lot of people, but really fun to teach, because your average person may not tackle a brisket, but about anybody will tackle a ham, right?
Sure.
And you get a ham. Sometimes you get a ham from, you know, the supermarket, which are, you know, factory hams, and they're kind of junky. So this is a way to get it straightened up. So the night before you plan to smoke it or bake it, you mix pepper, paprika, sugar, salt, all these recipes, and it's on the website. And you massage the entire ham with grapeseed oil, Rob's favorite. I use EVO. Then cover the entire surface of the ham with this mixture. Wrap it in plastic and store it in the refrigerator for 8 to 12 hours. Before you begin to cook the ham, unwrap it. It's very important to pull the plastic off. And let it rest on the counter for no more than 1 hour. You put it in your smoker or oven or grill and bake at 210 degrees for 6 hours. Here's the key, 200 to 225 degrees is the only temperature you want. If you run up a high temp like 300 or above with a ham, because of all the brining and everything, you got less salt in there, you're going to drive the water out of it.
Right.
So we want to gently awaken that meat, right? Sound familiar? So if the ham's bigger, just adjust your time to like an hour per pound.
So this is a cured cooked ham.
Yes.
Already.
Yep.
That you, and is it spiral cut, or it doesn't necessarily need to be?
No, it's not. No, not
okay.
A spiral cut.
Right.
Just
so this is a whole
ham. What
I would
call a processed ham.
Bone in or not?
Bone in's the best always.
Exactly. So where I'm going with that is we're really warming it up, but we're putting a little glaze on the outside of it. We're
yeah.
letting it soak in with that cellophane on there for 8 or 10 hours in the fridge the night before.
We're putting a dry rub on the outside, and then we're going to glaze it. So once you uncover it and get it ready to go in, what I like to do is score it in a diamond pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to mix together some honey and pineapple juice and dry mustard and cloves. And I'm going to brush that a couple of times during the cooking to rehydrate that and to add some sweetness to the bark. And it's going to be beautiful.
Right.
It's going to be
beautiful. And that little diamond pattern, as that thing warms up, that'll open up a little
bit. It will.
And it'll let some of that
yes.
that glazing on top get down into the meat.
Correct, sir.
Yeah. Ooh, man, my mouth's watering just thinking about
it's so good.
Yeah.
And you take an average crappy ham, right, because there's lots of really average ham. You take that and do this with it and do this process, and you'll turn that average $1.29 a pound ham into something worth putting on your Easter table.
And this is on the Grilling Guys website, thegrillingguys.com, under the perfect ham. So if you want to try this out, you still got time if you're listening to us
yep.
on Saturday morning
yep.
to pull this together. It's a really, it's not that difficult of a recipe. There's just a process that you have to go through. And then you're warming this thing up. If you had to, you could do it in an oven. We're kind of prefer to do it on a smoker, and because you'll get a little bit of smoke that goes on.
Yeah,
and
I wouldn't even add smoke to it. I would just do charcoal. If you
right.
have a good charcoal, you'll be in good shape. You won't make it too unreasonable for people who aren't big on smoke. Plus, what you got to be careful of is these products that are already cured and cooked, they're not going to really receive much smoke. So they want some heat with a light hint of it. If you start piling smoke on it right now, what you're going to do is you're going to give everybody indigestion.
Yeah.
They're going to be burping after dinner, and that's kind of fun, but the heartburn doesn't help. So
exactly.
So let's talk about a little Southern Easter. Down south, they do something called Lexington-style chicken. And Lexington-style chicken is basically, they used to call it Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then Colonel Saunders messed all that up, so they had to change it to Lexington style. And you can grill it or deep fry it, but it's basically a mixture of vinegar, turbinado sugar, Old World Olive Company's EVO, some crushed red pepper. There's a fair amount of that in there, and some sea salt and black pepper. You make up, and I'm going to put this on the website. You make up this, I'm going to call it a marinade. And you stir it all together, and you put it in the fridge for a day, and you just let it kind of congeal.
That's right? The vinegar, sugar, oil, yes. Pepper, salt, yeah.
Right. And you put it on the chicken in Ziploc bags for, I would go 12 hours minimum. And then you pull it out, and you throw it on the grill. And I would grill this versus smoke it, but I would grill it at a low temp because you're going to cut up a couple of whole chickens. And
at the end,
you can do, you know, if you want, if you prefer, let's say you're one of those guys that says, well, I like the skinless, boneless thighs, do it with those because they're pretty forgiving and they're wonderful to grill. You really can't mess them up.
So if you did whole chickens, you're still going to cut it.
You're going to have
cut it up in pieces, yep. And you're going to grill it. You're not doing like a beer butt chicken.
You could quarter it.
Right. But it's not a beer butt chicken that you're going to do this with. It's going to be chicken pieces.
Yeah, because you really want cut up pieces so that marinade penetrates better. And a whole chicken, chicken doesn't really marinate very well.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't penetrate. So if you cut it up, you have a better chance of getting that done.
So when do you know when it's done?
Oh, I'll pull out your thermopen.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's a digital thermometer, but a brand of them. But the most important...
Get at least
barbecue tool.
Yes.
is that digital thermometer, and you're going to get it to 165, maybe
minimum.
To up to 180.
If you're doing red meats, I like to bring them up to 180.
Right. Yep. Red meats. What do you mean by that?
If you're doing the thighs,
right,
and let's say legs especially, mm-hmm. Get them up to 180, and back meat because there's so much fat and connective tissue. If you don't bring them up to a around 180, you're not going to get all that connective tissue to erode. And it won't be as tender. You're going to be pulling away at stringy meat. So there's plenty of fat in that red meat on a chicken.
Right.
Go ahead and push the limits and, you know, burn it. I mean, get it right up there.
Some of you might know that as dark meat. Barbecue Bob uses the term red meat, but it's the difference that it's that darker meat that's on a chicken in the thighs and in the legs that you want to get that a little bit higher temperature than the white
right.
meat.
Right. So I say red only because when it's raw – and you're cutting it up, you're going to see some is very light colored and some is red.
Right.
And so anything that you see the red on, run it up to a higher temp. Leave it on a little longer. And that's going to be your thighs and your drumsticks and wings. Not so much the wings, but that's a personal preference, you know, however you like to do your wings. Some people leave them intact. Some people.
So we're either going to do a ham or we're going to do a chicken. We need some side dishes. Quickly, the potato hash.
I would do them both. The potato hash is awesome.
Tell me that.
Another Southern recipe. It's really simple. It's just cubed potatoes, peppers, onions, and you're just going to saute them all together and maybe a bell pepper.
Is that a raw potato or have you boiled it?
No, it's a raw potato. Yeah, if you want to parboil them a little bit, cube them up. But the Southern people love the potato hash. There's another dish that they call green bean potato salad with a lemon soy vinaigrette. And otherwise, down south, they call it Wade's potato salad. And it's green beans and potatoes. It's got a vinaigrette base to it. So if you're outside in the warm weather, you don't have to worry about like a mayo-based. Fantastic. It's full of green beans. It's got red potatoes. Bell peppers, just lots of stuff that mixes together for a very unique salad.
And all these recipes can be found on thegrillingguys.com. Look under side dishes for those two. But
actually, the green bean potato salad will not be posted. I ripped that off from myrecipes.com. You got to go to them to get it.
Okay, very good. There we are. The honesty of Barbecue Bob during the Easter break. But anyway, coming up next, Big Pauly, a little East Coast Easter. Stick with us. We'll be back.